It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Said it burned 184 acres, and it was started by a company that was laying underground cable, and they were cutting up rebar.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Just the spark from that.
Yes.
Well, by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I just feared the sparks, and you ever worked like a, what do you call it,
Hot dog slicer?
It's a hot dog slicer, but it goes by a different name.
Hot dog?
God, I'm having the worst time with my memory lately.
Uh-oh.
It's the rotating thing that you have in your shop.
Circular saw?
No, it's the rotary tool. You use it as sharpening stones.
No.
You can
use
it as a polishing wheel. You can do
the wheel of fortune.
You'd buy at a Sears. It's can't believe I can't remember this.
Roulette wheel.
Grinder. The grinder. Thank you.
Okay, a grinder.
Yes, I remember.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Haile Mazda of Hurst and Arlington and Crawford Services Plumbing and AC bring you the emergency brake of the week. We're going to give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. His name is Corby Davidson. Happens every day. We all try to shoot our shot, crack a joke here and there, and a lot of times they fail. Sometimes they fail, no one knows what you're saying, and you get laid out on, and that happened to Corby.
Domestic, 526.3, global, 1.18 billion. And reportedly now, it's come out that Margot Robbie, because of box office bonuses, she stands to make more than $50
million. She did back in?
Well, she had a base salary probably in the 20 to 25 million range, but with the incredible box office success, she's going to make up to $50 million.
Did anybody laugh when they were signing the contracts and there's just some big fat guy in the corner that says, Margot, you sure you want to take this backdoor deal?
And then what happened?
I don't know. I'm just, that's the end of my playlist.
Okay. Why was it a fat guy?
I don't know. I don't know. Let me just say this.
Whoa, another one.
And now.
I'm right there with Davey and Bob. I don't know where Corby was going.
Wasn't it a reference to the way starlets had been treated for years in Hollywood?
That it was...
Get on the couch and...
That kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Casting couch?
Maybe.
That's where I thought he was going with that.
All right, one more time. Maybe we'll get it this time.
Domestic, 526.3. Global, 1.18 billion. And reportedly now, it's come out that Margot Robbie, because of box office bonuses, she stands to make more than $50 million.
She did back in?
Well, she had a base salary probably in the 20 to 25 million range, but with the incredible box office success, she's going to make up to $50 million.
Did anybody laugh when they were signing the contracts and there's just some big fat guy in the corner that says, Margot, you sure you want to take this backdoor deal?
And then what happened?
I don't know. I'm just, that's the end of my playlist.
Okay,
what accent
okay.
Was why was it a fat guy?
I don't know. I don't know. Let me just say this.
Whoa, another one.
No.
He's moving on. Yeah, I think what he messed up on there, he did backdoor versus back end. You know, he had it right the first time he mentioned that she took part of the back end
okay.
of the deal.
Okay.
And then when he tried to go for the joke, he switched the phrase.
I just love it when the lines always deliver like he really had something. And then
like the original emergency
break. Like the original one,
which
the,
was
the Cruella de Vil. Yeah.
Cruella de Vil. From 101.
You guys should stop talking for 30 seconds.
Cure Creek.
Cure Creek. All right. There's Corby as candidate number one. Now, I vetted this with some others on the committee. I am up for the emergency break of the week as candidate number two.
Uh-oh.
There are a couple different possibilities. This is the one
that 100.
This is the one that jumped in. It happened just yesterday as we're talking about the Bradley Cooper controversy. He is playing Leonard Bernstein and some of the ways he's portraying himself with makeup. And I guess, what would you call that when you put on a fake nose?
On a fake nose?
Yeah, but it's, is that makeup?
Yes, it's mm-hmm. called makeup.
Okay, all right. Don't yell at me.
A prosthetic.
I'd like that better.
No, okay. That's a leg.
Anyway, we were doing that story, and I got distracted because Junior showed me yet another gorilla video that I had not seen of two gorillas in the rain, one getting mad at the other gorilla.
Bradley Cooper's in a full Pinocchio nose. It's very exaggerated.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
But Bernstein's family actually has come out with a statement said that they were okay with it.
Yeah, they have. His three kids took to X, about it, and they said that they're very upset because Bradley Cooper, along every step of his amazing journey, consulted with them. It breaks our hearts to see any misrepresentations or misunderstandings. What just happened?
We found another gorilla video.
I just showed George a video.
Oh, my God.
Two gorillas screwing around in the rain. One's bugging the other one, and the other one isn't having it.
He didn't want to have any of it.
I knew if I showed it to him that it would stop down the segment.
Okay, I'm sorry, Robert.
The
sorry,
man Bradley with Cooper. The body of a giant and the brain of a child.
I was going to say this. Shouldn't they have a problem with the production company more than Bradley Cooper? He was just told what to put on. I'm very sorry. It's a very serious story.
It was a very serious story.
And Robert Wolanski was there with us. I felt bad about the whole thing.
As a special correspondent on that story.
Now, it's not that I don't want you to reach 100, because I do. But we had this controversy last week. You could spin it that the e-break is on me for introducing the gorilla video.
Knowing
it was going to break him up.
He had no free will at that point.
Right.
But you would think I could be a professional broadcaster and just, you know, okay, yeah, there's gorilla video.
And do the show for the P1s. No, you couldn't do that.
Yeah, right. That's why I think it's probably ultimately on you to keep your composure during a serious news story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do admit some culpability here.
The assist. He lobbed it up and I reversed it. But I think I did keep my composure. Let's hear that one more time. I think I did.
Geez. Bradley Cooper's in a full Pinocchio nose. It's very exaggerated.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
But Bernstein's family actually has come out with a statement said that they were okay with it.
Yeah, they have. His three kids took to X about it. And they said that they're very upset because Bradley Cooper, along every step of his amazing journey, consulted with them. It breaks our hearts to see any misrepresentations or misunderstandings.
Like a car turning over.
What just happened?
We found another gorilla video.
I just showed George a video.
Oh, my God.
Two gorillas screwing around in the rain. One's bugging the other one, and the other one isn't having it.
He didn't want to have any of it.
I knew if I showed it to him that it would stop down the segment.
Okay, I'm sorry, Robert. Sorry,
the man Bradley with Cooper. The body of a giant and the brain of a child.
I was going to say this. Shouldn't they have a problem with the production company more than Bradley Cooper? He was just told what to put on.
You know what else is funny about that is that Gordon was reading the line, his family was heartbroken.
Was I listening at that point? All right, there's me, candidate number two. Candidate number three, we haven't had one of these in a long time, the ticket ticker car crash. Well, that happened to Jay King last night as he's hosting the top 10, and it's time to do a ticker. The ticket ticker.
Ticker Report is brought to you by Flooring Direct and Lava Cantina in the Colony. As the Cowboys get ready for their second preseason game on Saturday against the Seahawks. Oh, my Lord. You know what? They just closed out their final week in Oxnard. Here's Mike McCarthy.
I think the training has gone well. I think just like anything, you know, the video has been exceptional and just, you know, for teaching purposes.
Former Chicago Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews went on Instagram this afternoon to announce that he's planning to take time away from hockey during next season. Toews explained that he's not retiring but stepping down to take some time away, and he was told by Chicago back in April that he would not be re-signed. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Jay King on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. God.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Sound like he was going to throw up at the end.
If you have to call on God twice and then say, oh, Lord, a third time, are you having a good time doing the Ticket Ticker? All right. So is it Corby, Ja, or Jay? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello. You're on the Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey there, musers.
Hey.
As much as I like Corby, I got to tell you, I'm going number two.
Okay, I guess that's me since I'm the second candidate. That's a hilarious bit there. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, Jacob. It's Cruz and Lido.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey, my vote's for Corby, but my question's for Junior and Gordo. Crazy Airplane Lady Tiffany Gomez or HOV Mommy? 888-787.
Boy, that's a good one.
I'll probably go HOV Mommy.
Yeah.
I'll leave her alone.
I think I may go HOV Mommy, too. Yeah.
Okay.
But first.
There, it's settled.
Okay. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, this is Prince Bandar, former friend of Jerry Jones, former fan of Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, Prince Bandar. Okay.
I hear you speak of me recently on broadcast.
Yes.
Yes. I formerly guest in suite, no longer welcome. In my seat is degenerate.
Okay, well, just
what?
Just vote.
Ellen Degenerate. And I know Jerry loves Bush, but then I see George Bush.
Too long.
Okay.
Too long. Yeah. Too long.
Tighten up a little bit there, bud.
Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, good morning.
Hey. Hi, is this Combative Lisa?
It is. How are you guys?
Well, Combative Lisa.
What's up, George? You're back?
I'm back.
He's
yeah.
Back.
I'm
he back. Is back.
So glad you're okay.
Oh, all thank right. you, Lisa.
You got to vote? Or?
I'm sorry, I can't vote for you. I have to vote for the terrible ticker.
Okay.
All right.
There
thank
you go.
You.
You're voting responsibly. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for the gorilla.
Okay. I guess technically that's candidate number two. Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station. Who you vote for?
I'm out. I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Hey, neither's. I want to vote for the International Chirp Chirp or something. For the e-break, just so you know. I think it's his 100th e-break job, just so you know. And y'all have a happy, dusty cow town. Love you.
Just a waste of time, every single bit of it. Yeah, every single bit of it.
Hello, you're on the Ticket, AM, FM, and the stream.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
Y'all answered the phone so fast I didn't have time to prepare my character.
That's okay. Just vote.
Yeah, you can just vote.
Thank
that's
God.
That's allowed.
Okay. Well, I apologize for that. That's
no,
on me.
No, just vote.
We're happy
vote.
About
still
it.
Still just vote.
Okay, here comes the vote. If you'll just let me say one
thing. You can't say that.
Dude, what's wrong with you? Hello, you are on the Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, I got to root for George.
Oh, thank you, Tina.
You're welcome, guys.
Okay. Okay, have a good weekend.
Love you, Tina.
Stay cool. Hey.
What?
Hello, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break? Okay, it's clearly not a Corby vote.
That's a you vote.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have...
Oh, my God!
100. I don't. Wow. I just don't know what to say. I just don't.
You
got to
make a speech
say.
Now.
Thanks to my family, to my coworkers.
Cameras.
Thanks
out.
To the big man upstairs, and this means a lot. It does. It means a lot. It really does. And Yeah, let's roll it.
Bradley Cooper's in a full Pinocchio nose. It's very exaggerated.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
But Bernstein's family actually has come out with a statement that said that they were okay with it.
Yeah, they have. His three kids took to X, about it, and they said that they're very upset because Bradley Cooper, along every step of his amazing journey, consulted with them. It breaks our hearts to see any misrepresentations or What just happened?
We found another gorilla video.
I just showed George a video.
Oh, my God.
Two gorillas screwing around in the rain. One's bugging the other one, and the other one didn't have it.
He didn't want to have any of it.
I knew if I showed it to him that it would stop down the segment.
I'm sorry, Robert. Sorry, Bradley
Cooper. A man with the body of a giant and the brain of a child.
I was going to say this. Shouldn't they have a problem with the production company more than Bradley Cooper? He was just told what to put on.
In my defense, that gorilla was getting mad, raising his gorilla hand and then making the really funny face as he looked back at him.
It was a funny video.
It was a funny video.
I just want to say congratulations.
Thank
I am
you.
So proud of you
Thank
for
you.
Reaching triple digits. Only the second ticket broadcaster, I believe.
Yes, only one man's been here before.
That's ever reached 100. Hello. And I'm begging a P1 who's good at Photoshop to do the black and white Wilt Chamberlain photo of him holding up the piece of paper that says 100 and superimposing George's face on there.
Well, I'm sure we're about to have some fun with that for the next couple of hours.
And in 35 weeks, you will catch Norman MBS Hitzkus.
Oh, I couldn't win like 35 or 36 in a row,
well,
I don't think.
Bet you could.
I don't know. I'm kind of on a roll. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That's a very big morning as we get the 100.